Seattle is a major hub for global health research. Organizations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, PATH, and the University of Washington work on issues that affect people all over the world. But there are some smaller groups working on global health issues. For example, One by One, based in Ballard. They help women with obstetric fistula, a devastating injury that occurs during childbirth. Carolyn Anderman is an epidemiologist and director of international programs for One by One.
Obstetric fistula is a very devastating childbirth injury that was actually eradicated in this country over 100 years ago, but continues to ravage women's lives in parts of the world where many women still do not have access to the care they need to deliver their babies safely. This injury is caused by prolonged obstructed labor. It is quite a nightmarish scenario that unfolds. A woman will find herself in labor at home, a long way from a hospital, for many days, up to a week, and she is simply unable to deliver her baby without medical intervention. Usually a cesarean section is needed. But she has no means of getting to a facility that can provide that care. So the baby almost always dies during prolonged obstructed labor, and the mom may die as well. If she survives, she will likely be left with this terrible injury, a fistula, which is literally a hole between the birth canal and the bladder and or rectum. A woman who, and in many cases it's just a young girl who develops a fistula, will leak urine and or feces for the rest of her life unless she's able to access treatment.
What kind of impact does that have on women's lives?
Well, it would be hard to overstate the devastating impact that this has on a woman's life because of the constant odor. A woman is forced to live in considerable isolation. She is usually abandoned by her husband and has very limited contact with other family members. She becomes an outcast in her community. She is really unable to participate in any aspect of family or community life. It is a very desperate existence.
You mentioned obstetric fistula has not been in this country for 100 years.
Correct.
Why not?
Because a cesarean section became widely available. Obstructed labor cannot necessarily be prevented, but prolonged obstructed labor can certainly be prevented when a woman has access to appropriate care, and that care is usually in the form of a cesarean section.
And where do we still find this problem of obstetric fistula? Mm-hmm. I assume if we don't see it in the United States, we don't see it in Europe and other developed countries?
That is correct. It is estimated that there are about 2 million women living with obstetric fistula, with 50 to 100,000 new cases each year. And the majority of those are in sub-Saharan Africa, some in parts of Asia as well.
What do you do when a woman has this condition? How hard is it to fix an obstetric fistula?
About 90% of fistulas can be surgically repaired, and many of those are actually very simple procedures. In 90% of cases, the closure does happen successfully.
Is it an expensive operation?
Amazingly, the surgical repair, including usually a two-week stay in an inpatient facility, costs only $500.
Wow, $500.
$500.
For this condition that's so devastating to these
exactly.
women.
Many women live with this condition for most of their adult lives before they have an opportunity to receive treatment.
I'm talking to Carolyn Anderman. She's director of international programs for One by One, a group right here in Seattle that works on this issue of obstetric fistula and is working in Africa. First of all, tell me a little bit about how you first learned about this, mm-hmm. Carolyn, and how you learned about One by One.
Mm-hmm. I was introduced to the co-founders of One by One about 5 years ago. One by One, by the way, is 10 years old. We'll actually be celebrating our 10th anniversary next year. I was introduced to the co-founders, and even though I have a background in women's health, I did not know about this problem. So when I learned about this problem, and as I learned about One by One's work to serve women who have suffered with this problem, I decided that this was where I wanted to invest my time and energy.
It was so obscure that even you,
exactly.
as someone who worked in women's health, had not heard of it till this organization made you aware of it.
Yes.
And why do you do this work? What compels you to work with this organization?
I do this work because I believe it is unconscionable that in the 21st century, women still die while giving birth to their babies. Develop injuries that devastate their lives, like fistula. And I believe it is unconscionable that a woman should live for a lifetime with an injury that can be treated for $500. It is an amazing opportunity to be able to do this work and have such a direct, deeply profound impact on women's lives.
Where does One by One do this work, and what is the work?
Over the past 10 years, One by One has worked in a number of African countries, supporting both treatment programs and prevention initiatives. For the past 3 years, we have worked exclusively in Kenya. We have established one of the most comprehensive fistula care programs in the world. Our work involves three key things. First, we do intensive rural outreach to educate communities about fistula, what it is, what causes it, how to prevent it, and how to access free treatment. And in doing that outreach, we find women who are living in isolation and in silence, and we connect them with the care they need.
Is it also something that affects mostly rural women? If you're in a city in Africa, would you tend not to encounter this?
That's correct, because if you have if you have access to a hospital, then you're very unlikely to develop a fistula, because you can get to that hospital and receive the care that you need.
The other two parts of One by One's work, along with outreach, are paying for the operation to repair obstetric fistula and then offering follow-up help to women after the operation. They've helped to treat 2,000 women to overcome obstetric fistula and educated 200,000 people in Kenya. How does education help?
Education helps because there's still a lot of misunderstanding about what fistula is. Many women who develop fistula have no idea what's wrong with them. All they know is that after they gave birth, they started leaking. And there are a lot of myths about what causes fistula. Many people believe that women are cursed, that perhaps a woman was unfaithful to her husband, and that this is why she developed this terrible condition. So we educate communities about the fact that this is a medical condition with a real tangible cause, and that it can be treated and that it can be prevented.
Now, I understand part of One by One's work is working with women to convince other women to get health.
That's correct.
How does that work?
Working with local people, and especially with the fistula survivors, they are trusted individuals who can help their community understand what this is and can persuade women and their families to be willing to leave their community and travel what is often a very long distance to come into a treatment facility and get the care they need.
And that's probably a big deal for a lot of those women.
It is a very big deal. And not all women will come in the first time they're offered treatment. As much as they would love to recover from this condition, they are very scared. So we do our best. If a woman is not able to say yes the first time, we keep her on our list indefinitely. And our team will go back to her and her family periodically and offer again. And almost all women eventually end up coming in for treatment.
Carolyn Anderman is the Director of International Programs for One by One, and we're talking about their work with women with obstetric fistula. Your campaign is called Let's End Fistula. Is that possible?
Absolutely. As I said, fistula was ended here over 100 years ago. And it is not rocket science. We know exactly how to treat fistula, and we know exactly what's needed in order to prevent fistula. It is really all about resources and commitment and political will to make this a priority.
It's so interesting to me that people in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood are working on this issue that it's so far away and so unknown in the United States.
One by One was founded by two Seattle women. Neither of them are medical people or public health people. They are just two women who learned about this problem, I believe, from a show that Oprah did. And they felt compelled to do something, to do their part. So they started off just mobilizing their own friends and colleagues and neighbors. They started having house parties, you know, the goal of which would be to raise enough money to pay for one woman's surgery. That was how it started. And they discovered very quickly that there was tremendous interest in this issue, tremendous desire on the part of people in this community to step up and help solve this problem.
Tell us a story about a woman that your organization helped.
I will never forget one of the very first women who came through our program was a woman by the name of Sylvia. And Sylvia was 70 years old when I met her. She had lived with fistula for 52 years.
Oh my God.
All of her adult life. And we actually went and picked Sylvia up. This was in the early days of our program. We picked her up at her home in her rural village and brought her to GynoCare Fistula Center, our treatment partner. And she had surgery the next day. And she has been dry ever since. So here's a woman who, you know, who had lived her entire life with fistula, and with an outlay of $500, she was able to be cured. She has an amazing spirit. She's not bitter, and was incredibly grateful that she would be able to live out her final days or weeks or months, perhaps years, as a dry woman, as she put it.
A dry woman.
Yes.
In a world where Ebola has kind of sucked up all our energy when it comes to thinking about illnesses in other countries, how do you kind of get attention for what you work on?
You know, there are many important, compelling problems in the world. I think different issues resonate with different people. One of the things that makes this such a compelling issue for many people is that it is all at once so devastating, yet so treatable. And I think that most people really want to make a difference in the world. I think having the opportunity to very directly and deeply transform somebody's life is something that people are very much drawn to.
That's Carolyn Anderman, Director of International Programs for One by One, based in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood. For more information, you can go to their website. It's called fightfistula.org, F-I-S-T-U-L-A. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.